This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and as we do, well, on Fridays, I like to end everything with a nice little dose of the right. More people listen to him than anybody else, or read his stuff than anybody else, and that is Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. That was a good correction there. Bill caught yourself really well.
I had to. I had to.
Professional, you know?
I had to. I had to do that. I had to do it. So, tell me about Judge Roger Benitez. He's becoming persona non grata, isn't he? To the anti-gunners,
well,
anyway.
To the anti-gunners. I was looking him up online, and there's all these memes that are out there with him as Saint Benitez. And, you know, he's got the Constitution in one hand, and on it, you know, is inscribed in large letters, shall not be infringed. I mean, he's really getting a reputation from both sides, and it's well-deserved in a sense that he writes these wonderful opinions or orders, and they're just cogent and well-reasoned and beautifully written. And that's why he's getting this reputation. And the other side of it, and it's kind of ironic, is that once a judge starts on a topic like this in California, when there's another lawsuit that is related, that is filed in the same district, then that lawsuit or case goes to that judge automatically.
Right.
And so he has now had this... this series of cases come to him, and he's got two decisions, and I think there's two more that are coming up, and they're all beautifully written defenses of the Second Amendment as written. I mean, as the Second Amendment was written back and accepted back in 1791. So he's doing a great job. And the one that is coming up recently, there's two of them that I've written about. I better not get them out of order because I'll be telling you about the one that hasn't been published yet. But the one that he, right now the latest one I think is You know, I'm trying to figure it. My mind has given me a blank here on which one it is, because there's two of them out there.
Right.
In this case, oh, yeah, here we go. It's about this order denying defense motion. Yeah, maybe it is a baton one, but if it is, assault weapons, yeah. In addition to this is the assault weapons one. California has this network or nest of laws that tremendously restrict how people can own and use semi-automatic firearms of various types.
Yeah.
And the laws are just difficult to interpret. They're hard to make sure you're following, and they restrict the use of commonly owned weapons tremendously. You know, there's very limited what you can do with them and where you can use them. It reminds me a bit, it's not quite as bad as Canada or Australia with handguns, but I mean, in those cases, if you go through all kinds of horrible, difficult, intricate procedures, you can get a permit to own a handgun As long as that handgun is unloaded and locked up, you know, at your residence, and then you can get a permit to take that handgun to a certified range and actually fire it. And that's the only time you're allowed to fire it.
Right.
And so in California, the restrictions on what they call assault weapons are almost as bad as that. Not quite, but they're getting there. And in what Judge Benitez does is he, the Becerra, who's the AG, AG Becerra of California.
Right. Yeah.
Tried to get Benitez to throw out the case on the idea that they did not have standing. And that's a pretty common tactic, by the way, to say you do not have standing to sue because you have not actually been harmed. And what Benitez does that is just beautiful if you follow the case is he goes back to precedent after precedent where all these leftist courts and judges have granted people standing for the for very slight reasons. And then he goes on later, and then he shows a number of examples where the federal courts in the Ninth Circuit, in just the last couple of years, have given all these examples and held that it was okay to sue the Trump administration on these slight connections. And it's just beautiful if you follow the cases.
Right.
You look at that and say, wow, he's just slapping them upside the head. He's saying, look, if you can do this in this case, then I can do this in this other case. It's the same kind of thing. We don't have double justice in this country, or we're not supposed to. If you can treat leftist plaintiffs in this way, then I can do the same for plaintiffs who are in favor of the Second Amendment, which is why I found the case and the arguments so amusing and worth writing about.
Yeah. Well, I've seen Becerra talk, and I just get this impression that Becerra thinks he's like the main individual in any room that he's in. And when you told me that he wanted him to throw it out because he didn't have standing, I just sort of pictured in my head how he might have said that, which would have made me want to bury my fist into his face up to my shoulder.
Well, I have a very close friend of mine happens to know Judge Benitez fairly well. I wouldn't say they're best friends, but they've, you know, spent time together and interacted with each other. For a while, Judge was a federal judge here and would come over and hear cases here in Yuma County.
Right.
And my friend was involved in the prosecution of a number of those cases, so that's how he got to know him. Basically, they impressed each other, and then they learned they had some similar interests, and then they had, you know, a series of conversations after that from time to time. And he's very, he says, yes, Benitez is a very smart guy, and he, you know, he has integrity. And to find those two on the federal courts now together is a nice thing to see.
Yeah, it is. Now, we're coming up on the first break, and before we go to the first break, I've been doing this with everybody who's been on the show tonight, and I want to do this with you now. When I first called, I don't remember when I first called you, Dean. It's been quite some time ago. And, you know, at the time, I was a fan of Mr. Weingarten. I still am, but I was a fan of his to where every time he was one of the ones that I was getting alerts on. So whenever you would publish something, I was going there right away. And you collaborating with me all these times and all of this has really been a boost for the show. And I do appreciate that. I do appreciate that. So just want to let you know.
I appreciate all the work you do, too. Don't undercut yourself. You do great work.
Well, thank you, sir. Coming up on the first break, you can find Dean's stuff at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. And going back to the Ninth Circuit, you do have this article about the batons and the billy clubs.
Yes, and that's why I was had a slight moment of confusion there, is because those two articles are not very far apart. And Emelin had just published the one you referred to.
Right.
I mean, I think it was just a few moments before you you referred to it, and so I'm like, that article? But we're all together on it now. And this one with the batons is another fantastic case. And Judge Benitez is not as far along in ruling on that case as he was the other one, actually. But this case is about batons, billy clubs, and blackjacks in California. And California is a state, and there are a few out there, that just categorically bans them. I think police officers are allowed to have them. And I think that's it. Maybe some security officers. But they're banned for everybody else, and you can't own them, you can't make them, you can't possess them. And the court, when talking about the Second Amendment, you know, makes it very clear that you can't just ban stuff altogether if it's protected by the Second Amendment. And then back, let's see, in Catano, which was decided in March of 2016, and one of the very few Second Amendment cases that the court has heard in the last decade.
Right.
There's only a couple. And Catano, you know, a lot of people said, well, it's a nothing burger. It doesn't really mean much. And it was a unanimous decision where Massachusetts had totally banned the use of stun guns by anybody but police. It was almost a mirror image of the ban in California on batons and billy clubs, except for stun guns. And in the Catano decision, the court said, you can't do that. You can't have a complete ban on a whole class of weapons that are in common use. And they said that all bearable arms are protected by the Second Amendment. I mean, that is, and it doesn't matter when they were invented. Well, of course, it doesn't matter for billy clubs because, as in this the arguments on this case, one of the attorneys said, well, billy clubs are probably the first weapon people ever had. You know, a club, you pick up a stick and you hit something with it. Well, we even have seen, we've seen chimpanzees do that. So it's probably, you could argue that the rock used by Cain against Abel is pretty darn close.
Yeah.
So anyway, they have this complete ban. And so a couple of Second Amendment enthusiasts who have standing in California, one of them is a private security contractor, and another one is a retired military guy who was a law enforcement specialist in the Air Force, sued California and said, you cannot, under the Constitution, completely ban these items. And so it's been going through the court systems for most of a year. And it's come up before Judge Benitez, and the plaintiffs, those are the people who brought the lawsuit. They filed for summary judgment, which means the judge says, look, the facts in this case are so clear that we're just going to fine for you. We're not going to bother having it go before a jury or hear all the arguments. The facts as presented are so clear and obvious and so obviously violate the law or violate the Constitution in this case that we're just going to fine for the plaintiffs right now. And those arguments are going to be heard. Originally, they were scheduled for the 11th of September, but now they've been rescheduled for the 7th of December, which will be after the election, but also is on Pearl Harbor Day. I would not be too surprised if Judge Benitez, because he takes the Second Amendment so seriously, might actually grant summary judgment, which is unusual in this case. I mean, he might do it because the state clearly bans these items. They're clearly covered by the Second Amendment, and the precedent is there in numerous cases saying you cannot simply ban an entire class. And what's interesting is there have been several other cases since Katana was settled in 2016. Plaintiffs have brought cases against, I think at least four or five other states that I can remember. I think one of them was New York. And they all basically backed off and changed the law and agreed to settle almost right away because they knew it was a loser. They knew it was an automatic loser. And yet here is Becerra in California, and he appears wanting to fight it all the way. I'm just thinking that he's banking on President Trump being not elected. And then maybe Joe Biden packing the court, because I don't see how he wins this otherwise.
Well, this is a clear-cut matter of these politicians believing the press without consulting with the press. You know, they're not calling the press up going, hey, is this legit? I mean, is Joe Biden 37 points ahead of the president? I mean, isn't that whole incumbency thing supposed to mean something? I mean, this doesn't seem right because I'm about to put a whole lot of weight on this, and
I'm about betting the farm. The odds look so good, but I don't want to do it unless you guys are really, really, really sure.
Yeah.
It's a good tip. You got it from, old Joe, who's with the family.
So.
I just don't see how he wins this. Having read the cases and looked at the law. And then the other thing is that the whole Ninth Circuit is changing because President Trump has nominated and had confirmed to the Ninth Circuit 10 judges. Well, that's huge. I mean, the Ninth Circuit is the biggest circuit in the country. It has 29 active judges.
Yeah.
But now 10 of those are Trump appointees, and there's still a few Bush and even one Reagan appointee on the court. So the total of people appointed by Republican presidents on the Ninth Circuit, I think, is 13 now.
Hang on for me. Hang on right there, if you would. We got the break going on, and we'll be right back. You can find Dean's stuff at amoland.com. This is Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump holding two of his Keep America Great rallies in Florida, the first one being held in the Villages.
It's a choice between optimism, patriotic vision for American success, or Joe Biden's dark, dismal, gloomy. Did you hear what he said last night about darkness? Darkness, always darkness. But it's a gloomy vision. We're about the American dream. All about the American dream.
President Trump also traveling to Ocala, Florida later tonight. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky took the first steps Friday to advance Amy Coney Barrett for a Supreme Court nomination vote, despite delay tactics from Democrats, including forcing a rare closed-door session that's typically reserved for national security matters. A final vote on Barrett's confirmation likely Monday evening. This is USA Radio News. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden again hammering President Trump's response to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
President Trump said, "We're rounding the corner. It's going away. We're learning to live with it." They are quotes. But as I told him last night, we're not learning to live with it. We're learning to die with it.
Biden speaking in his home state of Delaware, where he is leading the president by 21 points in the latest polls. The former vice president continues.
The United States is 4% of the entire world's population, yet we make up 20% of all the deaths worldwide. If this is a success, what's a failure look like?
Colorado officials are hoping some snow this weekend will help them put out wildfires that have been moving across the state. The two largest wildfires in state history have burned close to 400,000 acres. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten,
writer.
More people read Dean's stuff than anybody else's stuff. That is simply a fact of life. You know, I'm looking at these blackjacks and billy clubs and batons, and do you know what the... what the hot tamale is?
I have to admit ignorance.
The hot tamale is a leather change purse
it's shaped in a way that you can grab it at one end?
Yeah, it's made by a guy named Mean Gene Higdon. He has Mean Gene's leather. And if you pack that with enough change, you basically have a baton or a billy club or a sap. But hey, I just carry this in case I...
It's a casual resemblance, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, the stuff that they do here, like this stuff with the... I have read in California where they, at one point, they wanted to restrict people going to martial arts schools.
I can believe that. And we had the case in Texas where the legislature actually reversed their law because a young woman had one of these keychains, you know, like Hello Kitty keychain or whatever, had cat ears on it, and you can put your fingers through it, and it made a self-defense tool that would certainly hurt if you hit somebody with it.
Sure.
And it was made out of plastic. And this woman was going through an airport or somewhere, and anyway, she got arrested. And they were going to charge her with having brass knuckles because it met the definition of the law. Well, somebody formed a website, and they got funding, and they started challenging things, and they started awareness drives, and they got it put in the legislature, and they reversed it. And all of those restrictions, most of them, they might have left one, are now done away with in Texas. They said, oh, no, we can't do this, especially with Catano out there. And the next legislative session, they just did away with them. So we're winning. This is a front on the Second Amendment that most people don't understand or realize. And one of the people that has been doing fantastic work on this is Doug Ritter from Knife Rights. Have you met Doug? Do you know Doug?
I don't know Doug.
Okay. Well, we'll next time we're at like maybe the SHOT Show, Doug might be there. I'll try and introduce you to him.
Okay.
But what they have done is he created this organization that's supposed to be modeled somewhat after the NRA. And the idea is to educate people and educate legislators and introduce legislation to do away with all these incredibly Byzantine restrictions on the carry of knives. And they're all over the country, and they've been around for a while. Some of them date a good ways back. But where I see most of them coming from is from the switchblade ban that were promoted in the 1950s based on the screenplay West Side Story. And if you look at the history of it, and there's a couple of academics out there who've done excellent work, you see that this was all based on fluff and nonsense. I mean, literally, there were no statistics of any significant amount of crime being committed with switchblades. It was just a media play. It was all made up in the media. There was one New York legislator who was pushing it, and yet they managed to get a federal law through, which is still on the books, making it illegal to import switchblades or to ship one across state lines in commerce. Because back then, even in the 1950s, they still believed the Commerce Clause actually meant something, and you couldn't just regulate items all over the United States without them necessarily having crossed state lines and interstate commerce by the federal government. And there were a lot of states. There were only about 7 states that did not pass some type of ban on switchblades. And now we're reversing all of that, because we can look back at the history and say, boy, this was really stupid. It didn't make any sense. There was no statistics to back it up. It was just that this one legislator in New York said, these things are evil. And he made a name for himself in the media by promoting laws, banning them, and having them banned. And it is very difficult to quantify how many lives have been disrupted and people thrown in jail and their property confiscated for nothing. And there was actually a number of leftist organizations in New York City who allied with Knife Rights, and they pushed and they pushed and they pushed, and they got unanimous votes in the New York State Legislature to remove the ban on a particular type of what they in their bill. They didn't just say switchblades, they said switchblades and gravity knives, which was not uncommon. And there's only a very tiny number of knives that have been made as gravity knives, and most of them were military. But they included gravity knives in this ban in New York. And so they were arresting tens of thousands of people in New York and giving them criminal records, and some of them got felonies, for possessing common knives because they looked at what the definition might mean. And in New York, the AG said a gravity knife is any knife you can open if you can using one hand can figure a way to flick the blade open. And the test they used was some policeman who had practiced for hours and hours and hours. I've done it too. I mean, I understand that I can do it with most knives. But
right.
This police officer, you know, and he could take an ordinary pocket knife and by holding it just right and doing the flick just so, and he got a like unlimited number of tries. If he could get that blade to open once, then they would try to convict him on it being a gravity knife. And the ACLU, the version of the ACLU that is in New York and the Village Voice and a number of leftist organizations joined with Knife Rights because most of the people who were being convicted and having their lives ruined were minorities. And then Governor Cuomo vetoed the bill twice against either unanimous or near unanimous votes in the New York legislature. And then the New York legislature wouldn't try to override it. But finally, with all these voices on the left and Knife Rights together pushing to get an amended bill through, they got one through that did away with some of the worst excesses in the law. I mean, it was so bad that the AG in New York City, and it was one district, and I don't have his name in front of me, I'll look it up, but he would go to stores that had sold ordinary knives, and he'd say, look, this is a gravity knife. You guys have been violating the law. But, you know, since I like you guys and you're friends of mine, if you donate $10,000 to the knife fund that I control to educate people about knives, we won't charge you and, you know, close down your store.
What a guy. What a guy.
Yeah, coming, you know.
Hang on for me right there. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. You can find this article and others like it by going to ammoland.com. That's where over 1,600 articles that he has written currently reside. There's another 1,500 or so out there somewhere. I'm not exactly sure. I'm just glad I have him coming on the show because that way I don't have to read them all. That'd be an undertaking. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit GreenMeadowWay.com. GreenMeadowWay.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. It just occurred to me that the next time I have a show where I'm hitting my 3,000 show milestone, I'll be in my 60s.
Well, 2,000 is darn good, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
It's an excellent record.
Yeah, now the thing is just I'm trying to figure out, I wonder if I could get to 5,000 before I turn, well, I don't know if there's enough days, month. Anyway, that's all beside the point. That's all beside the point.
I did have the AG in New York City, it's District Attorney Cyrus Vance, and he really has a very poor record. The law was eventually changed, I think about a year ago. But some of the people, to give you the idea of the organizations that were opposed to the law, which Vance thus opposed, he didn't want to work with them. They were the New York State ACLU affiliate, the New York Civil Liberties Union, the NRA, the NAACP, the New York Times Editorial Board, the Legal Aid Society, the Office of Court Administration, and the Village Voice. All allied with knife rights to get that law changed.
Now, is that the same Cyrus Vance that worked in the Carter administration?
I don't think so. I think it's
Junior?
A different person. I don't know. I'd have to look that up.
Well, that would be interesting.
He's not. I think he's relative. I think he's in his like 40s and 50s. But I don't think he's 70 or 80.
Yeah, Cyrus Vance. I mean, Jimmy Carter has
passed
away,
right? It was the Cyrus Vance in the Jimmy Carter administration. I don't think this is the same person.
Yeah, he was the Secretary of State or something, as far as I recall. But I don't remember that much.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all beside the point. That's all beside the point. I didn't see. Have you got anything new on the Bears coming up very shortly? You know how I am about that.
There's some good articles coming up, but. You know, that it's an election year. You know, there's so much political stuff out there.
Right.
That I haven't been concentrating on the Bears, but I'll let out a little information. I don't know when I will be able to finish it, but there's an update on the total numbers. And the last update that I did, there were 93 cases. I'm up to about 120 now.
Right.
And the numbers are up to, in the neighborhood, the number of failures we has not gone up. There's still only 3 failures in the use of pistols for defending against bears. So with 120, that we're getting in the neighborhood of 97 or 98% success rate. And then I have this one. I've got about half done. It's a related bear article. It's not a direct bear article. And that is that Tom Smith, Dr. Smith, teaches at BYU University, and he's a famous bear
specialist. He's written a lot of articles about bears, and he is one of the people that wrote some of the original studies on bear spray and firearms, and I disagree with some of his conclusions, and you know, but he did a study which I have to say was pretty well done in the sense that nobody else had done it yet, and he made some actual measurements, and so there was some meat in it. It's not a perfect study, but science seldom has perfect studies.
Right.
But it's not as bad as some of the other stuff I've seen. So what he did was they just took spray canisters, and they must have gotten they probably were donated by various bear spray producers, and they had some that went back like 18 years old, and they in calm conditions they sprayed a bear spray canister or maybe more than one, and then they used a very high speed camera and were able to characterize that stream of bear spray and how the velocity of the various particles were, and then they put that into a computer simulation program. And so I'm writing, it's a critique in a good sense about the article. And I'll talk about the methods they used and what they showed and how they showed the limitations of bear spray. Because although there some people I listened to, one of the sources was Alaskan Public Media, I think it's called, sort of like the NPR for Alaska. And they had a video interview, and it was just kind of weird the way that they characterized everything, because it was like damning with faint praise, I would call it. Well, this bear spray is certainly weaker when it's really cold, but, you know, so you just have to carry it inside your parka to make sure it's warmed up when you need it.
Oh.
And, you know, and or this bear spray in wind doesn't reach very far, but, it, you know, a couple of meters, 6 feet, that's probably far enough. I mean, I mean, I'm looking at it, I'd say the reason that people were told to go to bear spray from firearms, one of the main reasons, was the bear spray was so much, supposedly, so much more effective than firearms, which I always did not, you know, had a hard time believing that. And this study, when you look at it, I think objectively, you say, well, it shows that their bear spray has considerable number of limitations that firearms don't have. And so in many circumstances, it's not going to be as effective. And so that's the article that I've got in the works. I've got it about half done. I'll probably have it finished next week sometime. So it's not exactly a bear article. And there are, there's two specific bear attack articles that are just wonderful stories. But I want to get a hold of a few more details or pictures or things. And that's been hanging those up. One is this absolutely wonderful guy who lives up in Alaska on a remote ranch. And he's been involved in numerous bear shootings. And deterred his first bear attack, I think, when he was 14. He's a just wonderful raconteur. And I listen to these stories. And some of those will be coming out. I've got one half done, but he's also a guide, and so in hunting season, he's gone a lot, and you can't get a hold of him. I mean, I'm not complaining. I think it's great he's willing to talk to me and share these stories. But, you know, I have to be able to get a hold of him and get a few more details before I'm willing to put the first one of those out. And so there's stuff in the works. I've got this Freedom of Information Act that Freddie Real was so wonderful at going through all the hoops to get, and there's like 59 articles there, and there's a number of really 59 incidents where there was a defense against bears, and there's several good stories in there. So I have this almost embarrassment of riches of bear stories to write about and get out, and at the same time we have this political season where I think that literally the whole fate of the Republic is hanging on this next presidential election.
Yeah.
And so you have to pick your priorities about what you're going to work on.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. Next time, when you come on Wednesday, though, I've got a dilemma that I've been working through. I'll give you the high point of it. I believe in the utility and the versatility of the Glock. Okay?
Okay.
But I have a few 2011 pistols here, you know, double-stack 1911 pistols.
Uh-huh.
That single-action trigger and my accuracy with that is making it very hard for me to ignore them as my everyday carry. And that's all I'm going to say about it. We'll talk about that on Wednesday.
Very good. Sounds like an interesting thing to talk about.
Outstanding. And as I have said, I do appreciate you coming on the show. The discussions we have, I hope this is helping get you some new readers. It certainly helps me. I mean, it's very entertaining for me. That's the big thing, though, Dean. I'm the one getting entertained here. I'm enjoying it, and I'm in, you know.
I enjoy it, too, and all the times we talked from Australia, I think that was a first. I mean,
it was.
How many times did we have shows from Australia? It was great.
We never had an issue with that. Anyway, thank you for joining me tonight.
It's always a pleasure, Bill, and thank you for having me.
All of you out there that have followed, that have stayed with me all of this time, I appreciate you as well. The 2000th broadcast is now in the books. Remember, be back on Monday. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.